WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This week, WeatherBrains 101 continues our look at fronts, specifically a cold front. A cold front is defined as the transition zone where a cold air mass is replacing a warmer air mass. Now, cold fronts generally move from northwest to southeast. The air behind a cold front is noticeably colder and typically drier than the air ahead of it. When a cold front passes through an area, temperatures can drop more than 15 degrees within just a few hours. Symbolically, on a weather map, a cold front is represented by a solid line with triangles along the front of that line pointing towards the warmer air and in the direction of movement of the cold front. A cold front is typically drawn with a solid blue line with blue triangles. While the two biggest characteristics of a cold front are the cold air and the much drier air, a cold front can also be accompanied by a dramatic wind shift, usually with the wind shifting from south or southeast to west or northwest, and with strong gusty wind. A cold front commonly involves a narrow band of precipitation that occurs along the leading edge of the frontal boundary. These bands of precipitation can often be very strong, especially in the spring and summer months, with severe thunderstorms, hail, and/or tornadoes. During the winter months, cold fronts sometimes pass an area with little or no precipitation. In the autumn months, cold fronts occasionally bring severe thunderstorms, but are also known for bringing heavy and widespread rainstorms. In the winter, cold fronts can bring severe cold spells, along with heavy snowstorms. One of the confusing things about cold fronts can be that each of the characteristics can be out of phase. For example, a cold front may pass with a narrow line of storms, followed an hour or two later by a wind shift, followed several hours later by the arrival of drier air, which can be followed by colder air. And with some strong cold fronts, all of these transitions can occur almost simultaneously. Next week, WeatherBrains 101 will look at a close counterpart to the cold front, the warm front. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.